I'd like to call the March 10th meeting to order for the Amherst Town Council. Even though everybody's here familiar with it, we will still go over it. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance, and then Mr. Watts will lead us in the invocation. If you feel uncomfortable with either one, you may leave, and Chief Shiflett will get you and bring you back in at the conclusion. All right.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to come together as a body, a government body tonight, to work on the people's business and do hopefully what the people would have us do, and certainly what you would have us do, Lord. Lord, we say a prayer for all those in our community who are sick and who suffer because of this pandemic, and the businesses that have suffered losses, Lord. We ask you to guide us tonight and be with us as we travel home, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Justin, you can slide that chair a little that way, on the corner past Chief over there. Yeah. All right, I guess the paper's here. Any citizens' comments? While you're hiding in the hallway, go check the chief. Okay. Consent agenda. I'm going to take it everybody that's had time to go over minutes from the last meeting. I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
I'll make that motion.
Motion from Ms. Turner, second. Second from Mr. Bunch. Any discussion? There being none. Ms. Hunt, do we have to roll call vote tonight since we're not out? Can we just do it on voice?
You know,
I really don't
recall what the specifics were. We're definitely not Zooming this or putting it on YouTube. I am going to put a recording on the website, though.
Right, but I mean, we can do it like we used to, even though you put your recordings on, just
right.
Since we're not doing it by Zoom and all of that stuff.
Okay.
Well, with that, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion is carried 5-0-0. Next item, your staff reports are attached. Is there any questions on any of the staff reports?
That's okay.
And then we'll get the chance to present later. So, committee reports, Ms. Carton.
Yes, the finance committee met on March 3rd and March 4th. Went over lines of budget and revised it slightly. And we're, Ms. Turner and I still have some work to do. Staff made some tweaks into the budget. We're going to review that and bring it back to council for a public hearing in April. Correct?
So do I need to set the public hearing now for April?
It's on your agenda. Yes.
Okay. All right. Just check it. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Mr. Watts?
No meeting, no report.
Ms. Carter, did you have anything you wanted to do in reference to the Planning Commission?
Just to let you know that the Planning Commission has held their public hearing on the CIP. They have recommended that to council. So they're completed with their portion of it, and that also goes to council for a public hearing if you set it for next month.
Okay, thank you. Now, flip over the page. And set the public hearing. So I'd like to set the public hearing for our April meeting. May I have, and you've explained this for me,
this
to finalize the budget.
This will be, per your budget calendar, both the budget and the capital improvement program. By state code, you cannot adopt the budget at the same meeting where you hear it. So our normal practice is for you to hear the budget and the capital improvement program together in April. adopt the capital improvement program in April unless you have changes or comments or want additional study, and then have the budget adopted in May.
With that, we have a motion to set the public hearing for next month.
I'll make a motion that we set a public hearing next month.
I have a motion from Ms. Carr, have a second.
Second.
Second from Mr. Watts, is there any discussion? Being none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried, 5-0-0. Well, it says Tracy and Ms. Carter, but I'm thinking that's just gonna be Ms. Carter. Appropriate the funds for the roof.
Yes, Tracy did all the work, and I'll show up and talk. Since I told, we're in such a small room, I told staff to stay away. Tracy and Mr. Thompson are both on call since they have items on the agenda, but I'll go ahead and call them if they have questions. This is just to appropriate the funds that are needed to pay the bill on the town hall roof replacement. Because that amount of money is more than, you know, 1%, we need to appropriate the funds and take care of that. It's not something that we've got sitting in that budget line item anywhere. So this would just go from reserves into your regular general fund budget so that that can be paid, and we'll take care of that.
Refresh my memory, please. How much in reserves now?
$1.8 million at the end of fiscal year 20.
Okay.
That's for the general fund budget. Water fund is also sitting at about 1.8 million. Sewer is around 1.1, and the IDA fund is 569,000.
Okay, well, with that, I'll entertain a motion to appropriate the funds for the fixture.
I'll make that motion.
Motion from Ms. Turner, have a second.
Yes.
Second from Ms. Carton, any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? 5-0-0. Ms. Carter, back to you about the bucket truck.
We do have money to take care of this in the budget, but this is one of those things that I really just wanted to take the temperature of council and make sure everyone was comfortable before we proceeded. This is under the amount we have to come to you with, but again, because this has kind of been floating out there for a few years, I don't like to act on it without coming to you. Every year the budget truck has to pass an inspection. So because it has a very high extension, you have to get all of that checked for safety so that you can use it for another year. Every year we kind of hold our breath and wait to see if it passes. This is the first year it has not. This was actually not the super expensive thing we were worried about not passing. It was kind of a culmination of several things that needed to be taken care of on the truck. It's under $5,000. We know that at some point we'll have to replace this, so this is just a check that you want us to proceed with maintaining the one we have and going on from there at this time, or whether you're ready to be done with it.
Well, the none of these repairs involve the lift, do they?
None of them involve that, and that's what we've been worried about.
That's the expensive part.
And so we can do all of these repairs, and it can be certified, and then we could come back next year and have the lift
right.
Have an issue. So apparently there's kind of plate that the lift has to be all in calibration. That's
right.
the one that gets very expensive if it fails.
Well, I think for now, if we can keep it running on a full inspection for $4,900, that's the way we need to go.
We need to bear in mind for the future that
right.
That thing's a 1995 model.
Right, in the future. Yeah. But I mean, if we can repair it and it's still deemed safe, $4,900 for a year or 2 years.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
I think that's a good use of our money.
That's my option, is I want to make sure that our employees are safe that are getting in that.
Yeah,
they are. I mean, and that is the purpose of that annual inspection. So it has, you know, once these things have been done, and Mr. Thompson confirmed that with the company that does the inspection. So once these things are done, it is a ready to go vehicle. And they have confirmed that is the case. So,
are they seeing any signs of potential failure in the future on this bucket?
You know, I think they just refuse to give you that information because, you know, he always kind of tries to probe at them a little bit, like, how's it looking? And they're like, it passed.
Yeah.
You know? And they never really give him that information. And I think it's because, you know, at some point these things just don't pass anymore,
right.
And then it's an expensive fix. But And staff, that's kind of where staff was. When we looked at the price of even the used ones, which I included some of those in your packet so you could get an idea, and Mr. Thompson's initial quote that he got from the company was over $7,000, and he kind of continued poking and prodding at what needed to be done, and they were like, well, if you do this instead of this, it still passes inspection, and it saved that chunk of money. And so at that point, we were ready to, we were all kind of like, okay, $4,900, we could just go ahead, but I really did want to make sure that that was the direction the council was going.
If it's safe, in my opinion, it's no good for another year.
Yeah, that's why we, it's safe for the guys, they give you the okay inspection. Let's roll with it this year and see what they bring back next year.
I've got one question. Will the work pick up, the workload that was that vehicle?
They really have kind of a set number of uses that they use the vehicle for, and we've even had the conversation on staff about whether we'd be better off, you know, leasing or, you know, renting a vehicle when we need it. The challenge is there's a set of things that they do with this that are kind of unpredictable, and that can be things like when we need to take a tree limb down, some of those kinds of items. Also, hanging the banner wouldn't be worthwhile doing, you know,
right,
if we had to rent a truck every time we were doing that. So I don't think that the work's going to pick up. It's a pretty kind of steady flow. We don't put a lot of miles on this vehicle at all, but it's a very specific piece of equipment that there's certain things you can't do unless you have one.
All right, yeah, we don't need to vote on that.
As long as everybody's okay, we will keep on rolling.
All right, we're going to roll along. Ms. Carter, second stage for the FY22.
Yes, annually staff brings a request to council to give staff guidance about council's intention for the future budget regarding second stage. So in order for us to apply for the state grant funding that matches the town's donation, we have to put that in prior to your budget adoption. And then it gets confirmed as we go through the process. So they don't actually issue money until we've confirmed, and we actually have to send a check and give them a copy of the check and everything else. But in order to get the application on time, I've got to get information from council that you want to do that. So every year, second stage will kind of put all their stuff in, make sure they're together and all of that, and the finance committee always has a chance to review the general fund budget ahead of time. They may have a recommendation on this and feedback on it, but it's really just a guidance to staff as to whether you would like us to move ahead. And either way, staff would want a motion on this so that we know which way we're going, and I can actually document that either affirmatively or negatively.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll take a motion on second and discussion, and we'll all open it up at that point. And it get voted for. Okay? So, okay, motion for Mr. Watts for the 3,000.
Okay.
Can I have a second? Have a second from Mr. Bunch. Now it's open for discussion. Finance committee, would y'all like to talk about it?
I think we need to talk about it. So we had a finance, of course, the finance committee meeting that we had recently, and we went into depth into all of this, and we're going to be totally honest with this. Our budget for next year is very tight. We actually need to go into the general fund to balance our budget for next year, for fiscal year 22. So I'll just speak my part, and then Ms. Turner, if you'd like to share your
That's
part,
fine.
You may as well. So in looking at each one of these contributions people did ask for, we, at least I'm coming from the idea of how much would this benefit everybody, okay? So this is my thought process, I'm just sharing mine. So every time we looked at this, I said, how many people of the town does this impact? Is it broad spread? Is it, you know, gathering the majority of the people? Are we helping people in our community as many as possible? When it came to second stage, I did not feel comfortable with it because this, what I've seen in the past is second stage doesn't seem to hit everybody. It does, the town, it's just a few. I know they're a great impact and they're a great, you know, they have lots of things to offer. But when it comes down to the finances, when push gets to shove, we got to make some cuts. And then next year, we had to make some cuts. We made some major cuts as much as we could And this is one of them. And so my recommendation as the finance chair is we can't support this at all this year. And my second opinion, my second place on this is where I've come from all along, and everybody is well aware where I was coming from before. When we started donating to this nonprofit here in the town, we were giving money as the town as seed money to get them started, get them on their feet, encourage the business to take off, encourage them and help them as much as we could. And we've done that. We've done that every year now for several years. I'm of the impression that the seed money is now done. They are on their feet. They're successful. They're making money. They have renters in there. They don't have a problem making their bills. Their financials are strong. That's where I feel like we're not going to hurt them if we do not donate this year and moving forward. Now, if an emergency arises, I am more than happy to go back and look at this again and evaluate if they need some help. But for right now, my recommendation this year is not to support them.
Ms. Turner?
I concur with that, looking at the budget. I would like to cut where we can so that we can be fiscally responsible. But I would say to anybody that questions that, we are taxpayers both for the town and the county, and we do benefit from them because of our tax dollars that we pay through the county. So in some ways it's a double blessing or a double payment. They are receiving our tax dollars from the county component. So I just feel like with things being so tight that we had to look at some cuts that were difficult but necessary.
Okay, is anybody else?
I respect your opinion, obviously. You make some very good points, but you know, driving downtown today, well, we used to call it uptown, going uptown, there are people everywhere.
On your street.
Yeah, we were uptown. There are people everywhere, walking, riding their bikes, walking down, which I saw them. And I would then second stage is probably one of the only outlets, is that correct, for our town, for entertainment? Unless you go to the high school maybe? Am I correct to say that? Are there any other places to go for movies or jazz, you know, concerts? Due to COVID, everything sort of came to a halt. I believe it's going to be opening up soon. And if we want to, I'd like to think we want to begin focusing on our downtown area or uptown area. And that would be a draw. People can park on Main Street, they can walk up Second Street, and participate in entertainment, quality entertainment that, you know. So I respect the financial part of it and the concern of the Aegis, you know, so I don't go over that, but I would like to personally continue. I think it's a great thing. It gives us something to do because there's not much going on in town right now. And it would just be, you know, good faith. I understand the hesitation, but I hate to, now that we're beginning to look to our future in our town, I hate to start backing off of that. And this is one little spot. That's all we have right now. That's my opinion.
Okay, anybody else?
I'm next on it.
Okay.
I think I agree with what Ms. Carton said. We did start with this with seed money. And it was for a limited period of time. We've kept that up, though. But then again, like Ms. Wheaton says, it is an asset to the community. So. I'm really split on it.
All right.
I agree with all the same things. And it's not just about the people from the town that attended. It's also the people that impulse from outside the town that attended. However, we were only initially supposed to fund them for the first couple of years to get them off the ground. And that was supposed to end at some point. And when does it end?
I believe we discussed that last year.
Yeah, we did.
Same thing.
So kind of the way I'm looking at, we're already going to have to pull some money out of our general, you know, to support our budget, which is fine because that's what it's for. But I kind of look like look at that as like a credit reserve, and I don't want to borrow money to donate money, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't put it on my credit card to.
That's true.
Right.
To make a donation, that doesn't make sense. So if we can afford to do it, I think we should do it, but if we can't afford to do it, I don't think it's responsible.
Well, you know, the door's always open to them next year if they're in better shape.
Yeah, absolutely.
If they come back from.
Absolutely.
Alright.
Excuse me, how much is in the general fund now? We're $11.40, it's one point.
In the reserves, $1.8 million at the end of last fiscal year.
So what's $3,000?
That's true.
I mean, to bring in people from out of town to frequent our restaurants. I mean, I told you guys at one meeting, I saw a busload of people, college students that came into town. And you have the coffee shop there. And during the day, you know, people are gonna want a place to have a coffee or dinner. But I mean, really, $3,000 is not much compared to one point some million that could maybe help them through this tough time. Because I know my friends and I don't go really anywhere in town, we can lunch door because we just chewed due to COVID. This is gonna be, I mean, the outdoor movies sounds so cool. I don't know, that's.
How about you though, for example, do you patronize the coffee shop or?
Yes, I've been by there, okay. And I went to a jazz ensemble, but this is before COVID, before jazz.
Well, it doesn't matter, I mean, just
and there were there were different professors from, I think, Randolph College, mm-hmm. that were performing on stage, quality musicians, I might add, and that I saw my friends from Nelson County, people from Lynchburg, and of course, the community here in town. I don't know, just if they're gonna have rough times probably this year with COVID and coming out of it. But like I said, I don't like throwing money away. I'm pretty tight myself, but $1.8 million, I for a good thing.
Well, look at it this way. We got the $1.8 million, we're taking out the room fund of reserves.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking out whatever shortfall we have in the budget out of reserves.
Correct.
Too. So, and still that's not gonna be a significant amount when we consider $1.8 million, but if we come next year and we have to do the same thing, then we're going to start drawing down on reserves that we, I don't know, there's arguments for both things.
Oh, I know. And so many people don't like touching those reserves, and I respect it. But I just think it's a cool place. That's my opinion. And it's
$1.8 million. All right. So because there seems to be varying opinions, I'm going to roll call vote this. We've already had a motion, a second. So, Miss
Nay.
Okay, Mr. Bunch.
Nay.
Ms. Carden.
Nay.
Mr. Watts.
Aye.
And Ms. Weaver.
Aye.
Okay, motion is carried 3-2.
No, defeated.
Defeated, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's right, I got to turn around. 2-3 then, I'm sorry. You got that? Motion not carried, 2-3. I wrote it down wrong, that's what I did. All right, next item. Matters from staff.
Sending it to staff, but I will say, on behalf of staff, just a few things. I don't know if y'all have noticed, but the garden club has begun their spring work. Our maintenance staff has been doing some spring cleaning on the streets. They've been tidying up, freshening up, painting on parking lines and curbs and kind of making things look bright and clean. So things are happening for spring. I also wanted to let council know that every single employee who wants COVID vaccination has now received at least their first shot appointment. So we have a couple going in on Friday. They were able to get with the county for their first shot, and that was our remaining few that wanted to get vaccinated now.
Are the majority taken?
The vast majority. So, you know, there's about one in every work group that have said no, but the majority, yes, are going forward with it. So that's really good news. We're very thankful to the county's public safety department for how they have worked us in and taken care of getting that done for us. They have been great partners to us in this effort.
Okay. Chief, you got anything left?
Yes, sir.
All right. Matters from council. Ms. Wheaton?
No.
Mr. Watts?
The only thing I want to relay is, I happen to have a dentist appointment today, I think with Dr. Dean, and I sadly learned that he'll be retiring on March 31st. So we're gonna,
yes.
And he doesn't have anybody taking practice somewhere. So.
Yeah, I know, I'll call him today.
I called you, baby.
I finally found the dentist I like, and then he retires.
It's part of, because of COVID, his business has never recovered, and he's also 69 years old.
I'm sorry, I'm going back. Miss Vicki.
She's at the wrong table. That's so the problem.
We're sitting at the children's table. Just kidding. No, I have nothing, Mayor.
Mr. Berry, I'm sorry, I forgot. Y'all wasn't really in my line of sight, so go ahead.
I'm crushed. I think it might be something in a closed session.
Okay, all right, we'll go with that then. We'll come back to me. Ms. Carter?
Nothing.
Ms. Marsh?
Nothing.
Okay. I am going to set an ad hoc committee for the design and everything for the new council chambers, getting all that right. And because that deals with finances, Ms. Turner and Ms. Carter, y'all will be the ad hoc committee to take care of design and getting things set, bringing back to council for the new chambers.
Design?
Well, yeah, they paint the walls and do stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking if you were doing the construction, that's your band right there.
Well, that's taken care of. Well, that's all in there. So we're good. So they're going to take care of that. All right. That was what I had to say. Chief, any citizens out there? And can you check and see if Charlie Gooden and Scotty Bryant happens to be out there outside?
I
got
it.
You got it?
I got it.
All right, well, wait a minute. Well, while we're waiting, we can go ahead and go into closed session. He's outside just seeing if they're here, because they're going to come in and talk.
Wasn't he looking to see if there's any citizens in front of
him? Oh, yeah.
Or not?
No, I think he got lost.
I don't want to skip.
Okay. Kyle, would you mind to check to see?
He got lost.
I'm going to send somebody else on there. Okay.
I'll come back to everybody right out there.
I've got one out here. She's waiting for the other one, and there's nothing on the.
Okay. All right. Okay. So now we're going to go into closed session. She's going to close us, and then we're going to take about a 5-minute recess.
All right. I move that we go into closed session pursuant to 2.23711A.7 of the Code of Virginia for the purposes of updates from the town's legal counsel relating to actual litigation involving the town in consultation with counsel for a specific legal matter.
All right. That's our motion and second. Roll call vote.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Motion carried. We'll recess for about 5 minutes and then get into the closed session.
You know what I'm going to bring up?